Oh, it's all getting too heavy. The internet, that's science. If this poem goes okay, I'll read it again, but I've read it four times now, and two of them just died in its arse. So I could feel it failing already. So. And it's partly, I think, the problem with it is because it's genuinely egotistical, because it involves a confession, which is occasionally one looks oneself up on the Google. What do they call it? There's various names for it, ego surfing or auto-googling. You should never do that, basically. You know, it's because, you know, and the first few things will be quite nice, but it rapidly transpires that no matter how small your reputation, there's folk working around the clock to destroy it. You know? So I thought, as by way of a kind of exercise, I'd write down all the worst things that I could find about myself, just to, because I thought, that's, face the beast, you know, just face it. And but I noticed a lot of them started the same way. With the phrase "what Patterson fails to realise," and then it would tell me. So I made a big list of those. So they're mostly genuine, slightly tired. It's called "My Bad," an ego surf. What Patterson fails to realise is that his ideal reader died 50 years ago. What Patterson fails to realise is that there is a vast difference between the laboured rehearsal of these tactics and their effective deployment. What Patterson fails to realise is that merely saying it does not make it so. What Patterson fails to realise is that, as Hill puts it, whatever strange relationship we have with the poem, it is not one of enjoyment. What Patterson fails to realise is that he would have found all this in Lucretius had he known to look. What Patterson fails to realise is that the line between faith and trust is irrevocably blurred. What Patterson fails to realise is that a shorter would have been a far better book. What Patterson fails to realise, this is my favourite, what Patterson fails to realise is that there is more to literary seriousness than merely shaving your head and staring grimly at an imaginary dog trot. What Patterson fails to realise is that, not unusually for a poet, he cannot sky. What Patterson fails to realise is that he is no longer one of the Young Turks. And this is the most obscure. What Patterson fails to realise is that he has become the poetic equivalent of White Van Man. What Patterson fails to realise is the difference between a mature style and a ragbag of mannerisms and quirks. What Patterson fails to realise is that he is no seeran. What Patterson fails to realise is that this is simply not the way poetry works. So that, as I say, is me told.